So this is today. Today is yesterday, and tomorrow is also today.
You traveled through time to the present.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think you get how time travel works.
It's like we're stuck. You know, like a needle on a scratch record.
I wake up every day right here, right in Punxsutawney, and it's always February 2nd.
It's one of those infinite time loop situations you might have heard about.
It's a thing where the same day keeps happening.
Time.
What are you, in a damn time loop or something?
Groundhog Day Project blog. Wow, this is only day 6. I didn't realize this was so early. We're going to get two parts to this, though, as we get into the science and the holiday of Groundhog Day before we get to minute 4 of the film. Starting with day 6 of the blog, dated August 7th, 2013. Groundhog Day used to mean something in this town. Phil only tells us a few things about Groundhog Day, the holiday. In the opening scene, he tells us the basic bits. According to the legend, tomorrow, February 2nd, if the groundhog sees his shadow, we'll have 6 more weeks of winter. Later, Phil also tells us, though it's hard to judge just how serious he is, that the townspeople used to take the hog out and they used to eat it. More on that below. Punxsutawney Phil, the prognosticator of prognosticators, can predict an early spring, supposedly. However, the National Climatic Data Center at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration tells us that Punxsutawney Phil is actually wrong more often than he's right. The Storm Facts Almanac puts his accuracy at 39%. But all this begs the question, why do we think a groundhog can predict the weather? Or at least why do we say as much? Groundhog Day can be traced back to a few different things. Imbolc, Candlemas, and a group of hunters who actually did eat the groundhog. Imbolc, commonly celebrated January 31st or February 1st, is a Gaelic festival halfway between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. It gets its name from Imbolg, which means in the belly, linking it to ewes lambing season. Lisa Michael suggests in Nature's Success System that Imbolc is a time for allowing yourself to be fertile with ideas. The festival was also linked to weather divination and the Catholicized Gaelic goddess Saint Brigid. This connection makes Imbolc a particularly feminine holiday in Wicca. German settlers brought Candlemas with them to America. Superstition said that fair weather on Candlemas, February 2nd, meant winter was going to keep going. Not sure how that works out logically, but maybe it's true. More on that below. And this bit became the groundhog's job to measure here, particularly in Punxsutawney, where the immortal Punxsutawney Phil comes out every year and announces in groundhoggese whether or not he has seen his shadow. These details about Phil are, of course, 100% true, according to the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club's FAQ. Phil is immortal, much like Phil Connors, I suppose. He is the only weather forecasting groundhog, so don't go listening to, say, Wharton Willie if you happen to be up in Ontario on February 2nd. He makes his announcement at that moment in groundhoggese, and the forecast is not made by the inner circle ahead of time. Don't let yourself be confused by the scroll that Buster reads that seems to already have the forecast on it. And the first trek to Gobbler's Knob, where he lives the rest of the year, he does not live in the local library enjoying ice cream and dog food because that would be silly, to hear from Phil was in 1887, or possibly 1886, depending on the source. That is the year that climber H. Freyas, city editor of the Punxsutawney Spirit, was inspired by local hunters and gourmets who held a groundhog hunt followed by a picnic barbecue. Yes, they did eat the groundhog. Phil Connors may sound like he's making it up, but he isn't. The NOAA-NCDC report says, Freyas thought it so much fun that he wrote up the group as the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club and went on to promote the Punxsutawney Groundhog as the official weather forecaster. As he embellished the story year after year, other newspapers picked it up and soon everyone looked to Punxsutawney Phil for the critical prediction of when spring would return to the nation. Now then, what about the groundhog's ability to predict the weather. The Canadian Encyclopedia tells us, there is some truth to the shadow aspect of the legend. Sunny days in winter are generally associated with colder, drier Arctic air, and cloudy days with milder, moist maritime air. As a saying related to Candlemas says, if Candlemas be fair and bright, winter has another flight. If Candlemas brings clouds and rain, winter will not come again. Winter will not come again. Does science concur? Picture me shrugging. Keep in mind, as Geeks Are Sexy points out, the coming of an early spring can't be objectively measured, as spring is defined by date rather than weather. If we could simply decide that Punxsutawney Phil is always right, then all we'd need to do is label the season accordingly. Screw the actual temperature. Accordingly, if we want to have Phil Connors always be right, we could stop labeling spring, summer, or fall, and then winter would indeed last for the rest of our lives. That would ruin things for the Stark family, I suppose, but that's a matter for another discussion. Today's reason to repeat a day forever? To figure out what an atheist like me has to do to get sainted. I mean, if Brigid can have a cult powerful enough that the Roman Catholic Church had to include her, there's hope for all of us. Well, if we can manage to have a significant cult following.
Took me round again.
I think I have traveled through time.
What is wrong in the end which never comes? Or which comes again and again? Laugh, laugh, laughing. Like waves.
Since the Big Bang set everything in motion, everything that happens in this universe has to be the way it is.
Man, are you hungry? I haven't eaten since later this afternoon.
Particles unfolding the way they're destined to.
How do you sleep at night? You've never seen Groundhog Day?
Yeah, you know, Groundhog Day is not a documentary.